prayer confession of sin today. I'm going to read from Psalm 32. Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. And this is talking about the imputation of Christ's righteousness to us. And he goes on, and he speaks of kind of concealing, not confessing his sin. Verse 3, it says, when I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groanings all the day long, for day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. So the heaviness that he felt because of his sin and unconfessed. And then here he goes in with his confession of sin. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgive the iniquity of my sin. And then it closes there at the end where it says, be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. So, as us in Christ, we have been forgiven. As we're still in this flesh, we sin. We confess that sin. Christ's imputed righteousness is already imputed on us. We confess our sins because we realize our sinful nature, and we praise God for his salvation. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the imputed righteousness of Christ, that our sins were imputed on him and his righteousness given to us. Lord, help us to live daily with forgiving hearts, with our eyes to sanctification. In Christ's name, amen.